Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For some fun this hour, huh?
Oh, oh.
Shake off the cobwebs of the Easter weekend and go to town.
Cobwebs? Those went off with the snow.
Snowmageddon is over in western North Dakota. We're ready to start fresh.
Yeah, I just saved my pest control budget for another week, huh?
Aaron Tippin, is he a microwave guy? No, Aaron Tippin, getting us rolling into the new hour, reminding us, I have Tappan, North Dakota on my mind, you know? Okay. There you go. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Go with that.
Travel alerts are out for Pembina, Walsh, Grand Forks, Steele, Griggs, and Cass counties. So there's more of that. Fargo and the eastern edge, Todd, got blasted with a little snow over the weekend. Nothing compared to what you endured. So we're not trying to have anybody feel sorry for
us.
Well,
I mean, Bismarck only 22 inches last week, mine at 45, so...
Wow, crazy. Jay Thomas is in the house today, too, so we're going to have some fun this hour, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to tear it up, buddy.
We'll do radio graffiti on the phone, so one minute only, on whatever is on your mind today at 800-228-0550. And I'm just going to start with ask whatever was on everybody's mind. Jay, what's on your mind today? What's got you revved up?
I'm telling you, the weather does, but I know people don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that because it's just it's nonstop.
But it's winter.
It just won't let up.
Right, yeah. But
what's on my mind
yeah.
is this inflation. It is everything. I mean everything. And you got to wonder, how are people making it? It's one thing with the gas prices, but it all ties together because now you're seeing it in the grocery stores. Clothing, whatever product you need, the prices are going through the roof.
Well, but, you know, it's just because,
it's Putin's fault.
Yeah, it's Putin's fault.
None of this was going on before Putin went into the Ukraine.
All I know is y'all are about to realize why Grandma saved her aluminum foil.
You got that right.
Y'all are about
she
to
did, too.
Y'all? Absolutely. My mother-in-law still does.
Yeah, but it's a transitory. It's a sign of a good economy. I mean, every stupid excuse we've got in the world.
You know recession's coming.
Do you think this is why Biden's numbers are in free fall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pocketbook has whacked people, so
the collapse of the narrative is happening.
Yeah. His party is leaving him in droves. And
my favorite is the youth of America who elected Joe Biden like 80-20, right? Mm. They were overwhelmingly for Biden, and his numbers with 18 to 34 youngsters have just
gone
up. They're gone.
Hispanic vote. I was watching this morning early on one of the news channels. Rachel, what is it? Campos
Duffy.
Yeah, and they sent her down to Texas to talk to Hispanics down there, and they're livid. And they were saying he's losing. That vote is not he, but the party is losing that vote, and that's a big vote that you want. That they don't have it anymore.
All right, we know what's on Jay's mind, inflation. And how about us whacking it? Todd, what's on your mind today?
I'm still trying to get the snow off my mind here. It's
clear it off.
We're all buried in. The good news behind that is we need the moisture. Okay, cliche as that is, this will be a good thing because it's not going to get too warm too quick. And the moisture, the snow's not going to turn to moisture right away and flood us. It's going to be a nice slow melt. So that will be a good thing, but I tell you what, my heart goes out to everybody who lost cattle and other livestock in this, because it's, you know, Scott Bachmeyer was so happy he found alive cattle yet.
Wow.
So
maybe you got possible another 1 to 2 feet coming, according to Wysocki.
Just stop.
I'm serious.
And more west.
That's right, more west.
Way out west, but yeah. Still, they don't need it either, though.
They get just as hammered, too.
So nobody in North Dakota needs any more snow. It's all right. We're done. Thank you. We appreciate it. It's April, right? April snow brings May. What? How does that go?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Looks like you picked the wrong week to put away your snowshoes there.
Now, what was that?
Y'all, he's in his he's on his cowboy mode, yeah. What's on your mind, Kev?
Probably mostly the weather.
Come on, weather. You guys.
I try to stay away from the weather.
It is what it is. You can't change it.
Out west, you can't stay away from it. You can say what you want about Kevin because he's not going through 45 inches of snow there.
But you can't get away from it. I know, but having it just consume you. I mean, I get ranchers. They're impacted by it.
45 inches of snow. How does that not consume
you? The only other thing on my mind past that is what's going on at the border.
Yeah.
It has been. It always has. For the last 2 years, it's been on my mind.
We have Tom Holman on last week. Just scare the living crap out of you. Mm-hmm. Talking about in one month, 67,000 gotaways, meaning the incentive for any illegal immigrant is to go, okay, Mr. Border Patrol agent, take me to my favorite NGO so I can get my voucher pack, my plane tickets anywhere I want to go, and get the welcome wagon, right? And if you're a gotaway, if you're not even going, then you're there to do some really bad stuff.
I was down in Texas, two weeks ago, and one of the gentlemen we were filming has a 7,500-acre ranch in Del Rio. He was telling us the horror stories on my show, what he's having to deal with down there.
Ground zero.
Nuts. Kevin's right, though. The border's a real thing, and the Minnesotans coming over to North Dakota's got to stop. It's just got to stop.
Minnesota.
I'll tell you what's on my mind. Joe Biden is going to get the dagger, political dagger, from the Democrats, from the left very, very soon. Because they see what's happening. They need a game changer. They need it now.
What are they going to do, Scott?
I think that the Hunter laptop is going to be the undoing of Joe Biden.
I can't do much right now.
I don't. I think what's going to happen is
they're going to throw him under the bus.
They are, but they're going to do it with a medical card. They're going to come out and say,
Poor Joe.
Yep, you're done. And then we got what? Kamala.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because Obama's running everything anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that laugh.
Scott, I'm surprised you didn't bring up Ilhan Omar being critical of the folks singing on the plane.
Yeah, nobody cares about
the Christian
group singing on
the plane. And now Ilhan saying, what if we were to pray?
If you pray,
go ahead. I mean, somebody prays on every single plane. I hope this thing lands.
But I couldn't believe that. People actually were upset that somebody on Easter decided to do some Christian songs on a plane up in the air.
Like, yeah. I can't have that.
Yeah, like I'm
consider
that's
source.
Racist.
They're oppressed. Glenn in Grafton has something on his mind. Glenn, what's on your mind? You're first to go on. What's on your mind? You know what's on ours. Now we want to know what's on yours. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind is we just extended this mask mandate on the plane. And I'm hearing in Pennsylvania that they're keeping some of their mask mandates. And, Scooter Libby spent, 6 months in jail for what? Supposedly unmasking Valerie Plame when everybody knew that Richard Armitage actually did it. You know, until we actually have some law and order that goes both ways, and now that we know what went on in Wisconsin and in Georgia and Arizona, I mean, we're going on 2 years now, and nothing has been done about it.
Glenn, don't get me going on the mask. I kid you not. I've had it with these face diapers. I don't understand this. You're in a tube in the sky. I get that. It's probably the cleanest air on the planet, the most filtered air. You can go. You can turn on any sporting event when there's thousands and thousands of people jammed in there having a good time, a concert.
Stop with the logic.
These knotheads are making us diaper up. Are you kidding me?
Logic
and the point
is
of
not
keeping
welcome.
Them around is so that they can have their drop boxes again. I mean, that's why they want to keep them around in all of these swing states.
There, he's nailed it.
Are we going to really
he's
let this happen again?
So it's total logic. It is. The only salve I can give for his election wound here is they know we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
They know we're watching this time.
Absolutely.
It happened in Virginia. So I think we'll have Republican poll watchers out the wazoo, right? People, that's the only thing. But we do have to continue to expose it to what they actually did. Jason Lewis was on with us last week. Jason and I are going to be on the steps of the Minnesota State Capitol on Saturday trying to convince Walz that he ought to give $9 billion back. Rather than the $2 billion in Walz checks.
Does that make
you want to puke or what?
Yeah, the emperor over there.
But Jason Lewis was on with us last week, said in Crow Wing County, where he lives now, 22,000 votes in Little Crow Wing County in Minnesota, okay, didn't match up with the state voter rolls.
Yep, that's over by Brainerd.
So, poof, 22,000 votes just popped out of the sky. yep. in Crow Wing County.
And wow. that goes on all over Minnesota.
One county in Minnesota. Yep.
One county.
One county in Minnesota that nobody's watching, by the way. They're looking at Arizona and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania where there was razor-thin margins in the difference.
Let's go back to Al Franken and Norm Coleman. And how did those ballots show up in
a trunk.
Trunk. Yeah, what? Wait, yeah. Whoa!
No doubt.
But good no enough and smart anymore. Enough, and I got it, people like
I think they know they can't do this continuous.
No.
I don't, I worry less about going forward than I do of what is already happening.
Well, the Republicans better get their in a group.
As far as tactics go, where the mail-in stuff is left, the P.O. boxes to which these mail ballots are going to be monitored. They're going to be surveilled. I mean, they're going to be watching everything. Mm-hmm. Scott Jensen, Dr. Jensen, said we've got all kinds of teams going out around Minnesota. Yep. They're going to caucus all this.
By the way, the caller's point, the Grafton listener, of the masks
yeah.
and planes and the election, they are connected. They are connected. Mm-hmm. They've got to keep this going because it's the only way they can shred state constitutions and say, let's do mail-in voting. By the way, we have in Fargo.
Yeah, we do.
Have mail-in voting in Fargo. That's yeah, the yeah. stupidest thing on the planet Earth.
The popular voting, that's the stupidest thing.
Tammy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by Capstone Classical Academy. You know what a classical education is? It's coming to North Dakota. The first pre-K through 12 classical education. First of its kind in North Dakota. First in its kind of its kind in the nation that is affiliated with Hillsdale. Of course, Hillsdale has a stellar reputation. And what Capstone Classical Academy is going to do is engage students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian view. Students will study what is good, what is true, what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. They're enrolling pre-K actually through sixth grade right now. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com. Capstoneclassical.com. Pretty exciting to watch. Education. The education system, public education in America, is why we are in the mess we are in. Change my mind, gentlemen. Change my mind.
Can't do it.
Todd, you want to change my mind on that?
Nope.
See what DeSantis did with the books?
See the best.
I love this guy.
Fearless.
No, not my state. Those things, they're gone.
Fearless. And look at
the math books, too.
Math.
I mean,
math. They sneak
what's
it
doing
in
a math book?
And the onslaught that he gets as a result of it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys need to realize why they're there.
Our children, our children, our children.
Yeah, thank you. They're so big on this. They're so
our
big
children,
on this.
Our children, our children, our children.
Right.
That's the game they play, man.
Sure you are.
That's the game they play.
And God forbid, as a parent, you should go in there and ask and be concerned about your child's education. They'll send the FBI after you.
So, I know there's
how
good teachers
that,
out there.
Right?
There are.
Well,
there's
very good
there's
teachers.
Good teachers out there.
Majority
there's,
of them.
There's good school board members. There's good administrators. I get all that. But I'm talking broadly and change my mind. Education is why we are here. Critical thinking is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely gone.
Common sense is gone.
Common sense, critical thinking, problem solving.
Maybe Tammy in Fargo wants to change my mind. Tammy, do you want to change my mind? But education is why we are where we are. Public education is where we are.
Former teacher, I did a lot of critical thinking challenges, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some what my husband and I saw, and strictly the facts. Friday night, we decided to go retro, and we went to, remember the old Oak Manor? Remember that one by kind of Randy's? Okay, we decided, we're going to go have a drink there. Parked the car, got out. And we saw this unmarked van, and we thought, that's got to be a team of some sort. Nope. It was people, men, all men, who have already occupied the front lobby, continue to get out of the van, speaking Spanish, without winter jackets, with masks on.
The hell?
And
yeah. This resembles some of the caravans of illegal immigrants that are making their way throughout the USA. Okay?
Yep. We saw it, and we were, as a person, I'm like, I felt really bad for them. But as a country and as a state, I'm like, we're setting them up for failure. What are they going to do for income? Our crime rate is already where it should not be. But there needs to be that vetting process. We've been saying this for 30 years, and with the previous president, I mean, at least there was some sort of cap. But this was kind of, it was sad. It was sad because we saw it here in Fargo. An hour and a half later, none to be, we don't know where they were.
Well, you wait till Title 42 ends here in May. You think it's bad now.
Oh, yeah, Jay. Yeah.
We are set up for a complete failure.
This is interesting, though. You're hearing about, obviously, various places where there are actual, massive lifts of folks into different areas. You've not heard about it here. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Mind-blowing.
And they were speaking Spanish. They were had all men, no women, masks on. I mean, definitely they were dropped off there, and we don't know. We didn't stick around to see where they were going after, but when we left, they were gone.
Where
no jackets in April,
Randy's?
Yeah, so you're talking about that motel.
Alibi by the Alibi? By the Alibi.
Yeah, it's that hotel.
Oh,
I think it used to be the old Oak Manor.
I know where it's at now. Okay.
Yeah, right so north of Kmart, right? The old
that
Kmart
was
building.
Friday night.
Friday night. That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I mean, nothing's going to surprise me with this. No. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
it just surprised us that we actually saw it.
Yep, vans full of people, and it's not a southern state problem anymore.
Mm-mm.
This is a 50-state problem plus Canada.
How long,
April, given the weather?
No, that's the key.
Yep.
And you see the same thing on the plane.
But it wasn't. They weren't winter jackets. I mean, right. So I just told you exactly what we saw. and you can interpret it as you want. But they weren't winter jackets. And again, you know, we're not wearing masks inside, but these guys were wearing masks. And so whether they flew in, whether they it was required by the van, I don't know.
Interesting. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And I've also asked Governor Burgum about this previously, and he has said that they have specifically received assurance that they will receive notification if there are any.
Sure they will.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So I'm guessing a FedEx letter accompanied this to the governor's office here, so we'll find out.
I love what Abbott's doing in Texas. Now he needs to start shipping it up to the Hamptons. Just keep doing it, Abbott.
Four buses now so far to D.C.
And there's more coming.
Yeah, and I guess I'd like to see states in general do more to say, rather than put them on a bus, sending them somewhere, stop them at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Stop them. Yeah. If the federal government won't do it, I mean, and by the way, this is not just a Texas and Arizona problem.
No, it's not.
Problem. No. This is, as Tammy points out, this is now a North Dakota problem. Thank you, Tammy.
You know, yep, you bet.
Again, sharing what she saw. Fred in Wing, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Wing wisdom.
I followed up on that, Kevin, about that One American News thing, and boy, it's quite a hassle to get that. So, I'm just really feeling bad about One American News being taken off. I'm worried about the next one's going to be Newsmax, and then maybe they're coming for a flag. I hope not, but it bothers
That's me. Not going to happen.
No.
Okay. All right. I didn't think One American News would be taken off either. But there's a lot of people that do not want to face the truth in this country. And look at the truth we had to face with this terrible blizzard. I mean, here it was coming. We had to face it. But a lot of people say, no, that's not really even going to happen. These Democrats, they just seem like they don't even want to do it. Well, there's a reason for it. In St. John, for you, Scott, you're a Catholic. You understand St. John. He's the Gospel of John in chapter 3 and verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, or his deeds should be seen and changed. So, you know, there are a lot of people they just can't let the truth come to them. And when they took One American News off, they were given the truth, and they called it lies, and AT&T took it off the air.
Well, and look at Twitter and, Facebook and big tech in general.
Elon Musk by Twitter.
Silencing anyone. I mean, Elon Musk wants to buy it because he wants to turn it back to what it was, a platform for free speech.
Exactly. We can't have that.
But you're exactly right, Fred, and it's everywhere. Yeah. Appreciate the call. More welcome on What's On Your Mind, the free-for-all today. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Turkey announced Monday it has launched a new offensive against Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. Turkish jets, helicopters, drones, and artillery struck targets belonging to the Kurdish Workers' Party. That group is labeled a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Two teenagers were killed and at least eight people wounded when gunshots broke out early Sunday inside a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Airbnb rental house. Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert.
How can you even have a holiday when your child was involved in something traumatic like this? you know, this is traumatizing to our officers.
The shooting marked the third time in 9 days that gunfire erupted during parties held at Airbnb rentals, including one near Sacramento, California, and another that jolted a suburban Houston, Texas residential neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat, I'll save you a seat.
What's on your mind brought to you by Patriot Mobile, now more than ever. It's important to support companies and organizations that share your values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So make the switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. What I loved about them is, you know, they call you. They walk you through all this. They don't expect you to do it on your own and make it super easy. Call them at 972-PATRIOT. A bunch of texts here. By the way, CAS has now been lifted from the travel alert. It remains for Pembina, Walsh, Grand Forks, Steele, and Griggs counties today. Texter says, calving out 500 heifers in the middle of the storm the past week has shaved at least 4.5 years off my life. It's probably not too far from the truth.
Yeah, no. I just can't,
that is tough
can't
stuff.
Imagine what those ranchers are going through.
Another says, calves are getting sick. We need sun.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we just need... This winter has been like short on sun, hasn't it?
It has been.
Ooh. All right. Got you in our prayers for sure. I know that's not easy. Texas says, here is what you believe is going to happen. They're going to have Kamala resign first. Joe will pick Obama to fill in as VP. Then Joe will go and Obama will take over since he can still serve 4 more years
no,
as president.
No, he cannot.
I don't think he can.
We
went
through this Friday. Just pick, can he?
No. Yeah, he can. But we went through this Friday on my show. He can technically do two more because I brought up the fact, too, what if you start working down the road so, is Kamala, she becomes president.
Kamala, you're being disrespectful.
Yeah, I know I am.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Then she picks Obama as the VP. Can't happen. Because if something happens to her, he cannot become president. He can't be president again.
Well, there's a hierarchy. Speaker of the House is the next in line. There's a hierarchy, and it goes way down. I forget who's after that.
But the hierarchy is president goes, vice president steps in, then the speaker.
You're right. Here's what
exactly.
I know.
Exactly. You don't just get to pick somebody and throw them in.
What I will tell you that I believe is that Joe Biden would already be gone if Kamala Harris wasn't a dumpster fire as a vice president.
Correct.
Her ratings are lower than his.
Yep.
Those word salads of hers
brutal.
Are so painful.
Yeah. Oh,
the
on.
Television coverage of just yesterday, that's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
What?
But just limited to what we have seen.
Can you guys translate that for me?
This moment in time. We were at a moment in time.
You would swear, you'd think listening to her, she was a cast member on Jersey Shore or something. You're just nothing makes sense.
I thought maybe the Babylon Bee got a TV network and they're starting to throw together random words and call it a quote.
What I'm going to say is going to sound racist. I'm going to put a disclaimer on. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I think the best thing about Barack Obama is that he was black. That was the best thing about him. That barrier. Same thing with this newest Supreme Court justice. That's great, but qualifications matter too.
That's right.
Kamala Harris as vice president.
Come on.
Is the result of identity politics.
It is.
This is so ridiculous. It's what we clearly. I'm not even sure she was qualified to be a, whatever she was in California. What was she?
Was she a prosecutor over there?
I think she was the attorney general after being a prosecutor of some kind.
Could you imagine if you were building a new house and told your wife, hey, we're not going to hire the best builder. We're going to hire this guy over here because he's this certain color.
He's my pal, and
that's why we're going to hire him.
It's ridiculous.
What?
Craig and Moorhead, what's on your mind today?
One of the most fun things I have right now is watching the city commission from Fargo tonight and every other Monday. And Preston and Strand are so worried about affordable housing downtown and housing for the homeless. Are they going to include the 10,000 Ukrainians that some want to bring over here and the 30,000 that might come over from the southern border? Because it's
well, before we answer that question, Craig, these are the people who brought you approval voting.
No. People that brought approval voting in Fargo were the 63% of the voters that voted it in.
True.
And the out-of-state $50,000+ of money that came in, and they fell for this garbage.
And voted for Strand and Preston.
Exactly.
You're right.
I said before, I'm all about affordable housing. I get it, but I'll say it again. Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, here's the thing. They want all this affordable housing in downtown Fargo. Listen to me closely. Okay? When you have developers that are spending $35 million to develop downtown, put up buildings, refurbish buildings, you're not going to get $500 a month apartments down there.
You hate poor people.
If Strand and Preston want this affordable housing, they can pony up the money and invest down there.
By the way, look at that.
There's a new term that's, and Craig, we're proving your point here about how fun it is to watch their meetings.
Yeah.
They also have mail-in voting now in Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Popular voting.
Mail-in voting. And the term I hear them using in these council meetings, commission meetings, are workforce housing. What does that exactly mean?
Well, no, what's the new one I caught workforce during one of the meetings housing. A couple of weeks ago?
And they've translated it this way to say the people who are working downtown can't afford to live downtown, therefore there should be workforce housing where they can afford that.
You can take the bus!
Yeah, that's
how many people get to walk to work?
They hate the free market. They absolutely hate it.
What do they call this new housing now? All these people that are running for city commission, these like 600 people, there's this new phrase they call housing. But the first time I heard it, I'm like, what is this?
Where an equitable?
Inclusive?
No.
Diversity housing?
No.
Do you know, Craig? You've watched the meetings. Can you help
Craig,
Jay out
what
here?
What is it? Because I've complained about it on my show.
As it was a company that come up with that
term. Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's the new catchphrase.
You guys in Fargo, you better pay attention come voting in June. If you're a taxpayer, you better watch who you're voting for. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm glad I live in West Fargo.
You guys all talk, the more I realize why we out here in the West, in North Dakota, are ready to just move Fargo over to Minnesota. Go ahead.
Well, Fargo thinks that Western North Dakota's Castleton, starts at Castleton West.
Right.
And there is,
and that's
there
fine.
Is a
divide. We'll take Castleton West. Y'all can
politically,
have Fargo.
Politically, Fargo has been infected from Minnesota politics. There's no doubt about it.
That's why I say, y'all can move it on over. Go ahead.
Ah, got it!
Okay, let's have it.
Authentic housing. That's
what? I've never heard the term.
Authentic housing.
Versus what? Oh, Kevin's looking it up right now. It's where basically
I've never heard the term.
You got apartments, You got food, you got free daycare, it's authentic housing.
Authentic sounds like a house built in 1800 or something.
That's what I thought.
What do you, yeah.
I was
Thank
watching
you.
The commission
Thank
meeting
you.
On authentic housing.
Some kind
what are you guys talking about? And then they start explaining, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's on the National Register of Historic Places. Authentic. Yeah, there you go.
They are not kidding you. We're not making it up, and you couldn't make it up if we tried.
Nope.
Define it for me, would you please?
I've got nothing.
Hold on.
Authentic.
I thought Ronnie just said
it's a real house.
No, it's... What is, right. It's a company that came up with this.
Come on.
The terrible television coverage.
Texter says, Scott, what's on my mind is what the White House put on Saturday. They said they are very serious about canceling student debt in August.
I talked about that Friday, too. I'm not done yet here, Jay.
Hang on. They lost the young vote, and I feel this is how they think they're going to try to get them back. It's all about the vote. We can't afford it, nor should we do it.
Yep.
That's why do you think that they keep pushing back this, you know, you don't have to, what now, is it August, September before you have to start repaying your student loans? They're doing this because they're trying to figure out how can we sell this to the American people, and they're going to get on board. Well, number one, we're not. Number two, I'm not responsible for your child's education. All right. And number three, this is about buying votes.
I think what they're debating, last I heard, is whether to cancel student loan debt altogether or whether to say, you know, okay, we're going to lock $50,000 off of every student loan.
Yep. They're going to try to wipe it all out. You watch.
And you wonder why we have inflation, ladies and gentlemen. You keep printing money to do these things.
$1.8 trillion to wipe it all out.
Well, and what's the lesson to all of a sudden the person that took
out the loan? Thank you. Don't pay him back. That's the lesson.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you a true story.
Now none of it matters. Why can't I get relief on my mortgage?
But let me ask you guys this. What good, honestly, what good is a college education if everybody can have one for free? You just diluted it. What's the purpose
exactly.
of it? Signing your name and committing to paying back a loan if you don't have to.
Let me tell you a story.
Come on. Okay.
Our daughter paid off her student loan.
Yeah,
for her.
Right out of college. And she lucked out. The company she's working for got bought out, and they did a bonus deal where if you stay here for a year, then we'll give you a bonus or whatever. And if you stay here for 3 years, we'll give you more of a bonus. She got her bonus from the company, and she said, I want to pay off my student loan.
Good for her.
But
fantastic.
Under smart the $50,000 Joe Biden problem, it'd be a smart move by you, but we're gonna give it to the people who didn't pay off.
But this is what happens. Yep. This divides us even more because you're right. How about the people that did the right thing, worked hard, paid their student loan off? Now they're going, well, wait a minute. What about me?
They're already what about
if you pay this stuff off? What about the person that a month down the road decides to go to college? Is theirs getting paid off?
Well, and at what point, if you pay them all off, is college the next day free for everyone?
Well, and that's what I said.
If it is, what
is the purpose of a degree anymore?
Right.
And where are we getting the money to pay for good professors at that point, too? Who's paying that
Great
bill?
Great point.
That's right.
Here is one other texture. How about Biden? Is he finally getting his head out of his you-know-what?
No.
You know, what an opening up of the federal lands, or is there more to it than they're saying?
I saw that over the weekend. I was going to ask you about that.
What did he say? I didn't see.
He apparently opened up a bunch of permits.
It's a small, small fraction.
Yeah, I didn't get to read much.
There's
about
usually
it.
More yeah. to the story here. I'll try and dig something out here. Oh, the Today Show had it on. I'm sure they've got it completely right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear what
the Today Show has to say. They probably have a word salad, Kamala Harris word salad on it. We'll find out. John and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go, John. 258-0550, by the way, to weigh in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, those people want free college education. Why don't they join the military? Most of that
there you
is
go.
Free.
But that's another question. What happens if you do this? How many people join the military because they want that GI?
Come on.
So what happens now to our military?
That requires a sacrifice to say, I'm going to give so many hours.
Yeah.
Of my life,
goals,
so much time,
earning it
to get the college tuition. So you know, when you're in the tank politically with 18 to 34 year olds, John, you got to give them the goodies. It's all about the goodies. Follow me, John. You get it. Yeah, you get it. More after this. What's on your mind? Don't touch that dial.
now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time till I bumped into some of your friends over there.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA.
Here he goes. I'm hungry as it is.
Are you really? Love to make you guys hungry.
God.
I love to make you hungry.
Do this.
You know all about it, James.
It was delicious.
Your breakfast stuff.
Really got right there.
Right, yeah.
Right there.
All the goods. The Petra Serve USA. Going to go scallop potatoes today in Valley City, so that'll be good. A little chicken pot pie in Yulin, a little chicken Alfredo in Glendon. This is home cooking, folks. Grab-and-go convenience. That's how they do it at Petra Serve USA. How about some Salisbury steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today? Beefy noodle at 12th and I-29. You get the idea. Any of those locations, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today's Monday, so any fresh baked muffin is just 99 cents. Any size fountain pop or a coffee, cappuccino, 49 cents. Petra Serve USA. Okay, here's the gig on what the Biden administration did related to federal land. First of all, it's one-fifth of federal land.
Yep.
One-fifth. Okay.
They raised the royalty rights. So, in other words, they made it more costly for oil companies to drill on federal land.
Oh!
Yeah. And they're doing it now 1 year and several months into the administration, which means you say, okay, we'll accept your application for a lease. We'll grant that lease. And then you have to come back and say, give me a permit.
Yeah.
Now, if they really wanted to make a difference, what they would do is start rapidly granting the permits that are waiting in the queue right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the deal.
That the producers are ready to drill on permits.
And you got to give them a guarantee that a year from now you're not going to pull all this after they start doing their exploration and everything else.
So what they did here, folks, is optics. That's what they did. Optics. Okay? So it's more optics. And they're doing it because people are ticked, and people are not stupid.
That's all optics.
They know that it's not Putin's price hike.
Oh.
It's Joe Biden's price hike.
They released all that strategic oil, and we still haven't seen the prices drop. I don't know what's going on.
The dumbest thing ever. That was more optics again.
Yeah.
All optics.
Get out of the climate action insanity.
It's all theater.
That's how you do it.
Here's part of it here. Authentic housing, boys, in Austin.
Okay. You found the definition of authentic housing.
Authentic housing is a public benefit corporation. They call it a PBC, which is also known as a B Corp. Our vision is to build communities by developing affordable workforce housing with net zero carbon standards. We envision communities of affordable net zero carbon homes for the people who make our cities thrive. To serve the people, our communities incorporate time and money-saving amenities into attractive, comfortable dwellings to save the planet. Our communities energy efficiency and slash carbon emissions with durable buildings surviving well into the future. That's what it is.
Why did I feel the need to put my hand on my wallet as you were reading that?
Authentic housing is a name of an entity, not a description of the housing. That's the confusion, though.
Basically, it's housing near within walking distance of all amenities. That's what they want.
Well, that's fine. People have that already.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not inventing that. And if somebody chooses to live like that, that's great. Whatever. In bigger cities, I don't want to have a vehicle. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense. But you don't need a name for it in some sort of utopian instead. What they want is mandate that. They want all of us to live in authentic housing.
And these folks wanted to have the riverfront property in downtown Fargo. You're not getting that. That's prime real estate. You're not getting that real estate. Not happening.
Texter says, Jay is right, inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and I are both retired, living on our pensions and Social Security. Neither of those are going up. Extremely small Social Security increases. So this is affecting us and all other retirees disproportionately. It is awful. So true.
Yeah.
And you're only way to make it up is to be in the stock market and hope that historical gains, happen. Of course, the stock market's been a turmoil of late as well. Yep. So, no, I agree. Anybody on a fixed income?
Oh,
they're hurting.
It's affecting them the most.
Right.
The limo riders in the Beltway could care less what gas is. Mm-hmm. When Nancy's out at a ranch in wine country, she doesn't care.
So,
she doesn't fill up a tank.
Let me ask you guys. Who are the 33% that still think Joe Biden's doing a good job?
The pollsters skew those stats.
So you think there's nobody?
Even the people, that I, during the election that hated Trump, I can't find them saying anything about any of this.
I'd like to see the questions that these pollsters are asking because the same thing. It's like really 33%?
And where are you
There's
asking?
Not one poll that looks good for Joe Biden.
No,
not
no.
one.
They
no.
went to Berkeley and San Francisco to ask these questions.
And I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a poll. I'm not
even,
a poll guy.
Well,
but
my point is, even though the numbers are horrible for
are.
Biden, the generic ballot is the highest it's ever been for Republicans, ever. You know, in other words, Republicans feel like they're winning if you know it's like even. Ooh, because of what you're talking about, how they ask questions and everything else, they're crushing it. So even with those goofy questions, it's still low.
Yeah, no, it's they're leaving in droves. They've had it.
And also, if you break this down, the vast majority of how they get to 33% is that Democrats are still in majority believing that Joe Biden's doing a good job.
Yeah, well, they're just absolutely still hate Trump, so they're going to say whatever.
I don't want the mean tweets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Normal people say, give me gas at $1.22 a gallon
back,
cheaper.
Because everything else is fine.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.